Unfortunately for businesses that park their vehicles and trailers at the Triangle Parcel, it meant they had to move their cars, trucks, and trailers by May 1st. Economic Development Manager Jonathan Weidenhammer says the city did what they could to help Good Earth Recycling owner and operator David Zinn find a new home for his equipment.
We certainly let Mr. Zinn know that we would be taking control of the property and gave him some advance notice of when he would need to vacate the premises. We worked with Dave, along with Michael Burrow from the HPCA and Mike Sweeney, who is helping to manage the property, to try to explore different locations for him to go to. We used our contacts that we have that deal with trash and recycling in our Public Works and Streets Department to try to help too, but it wasn't a successful effort. It was hard to find a place that could take on that transfer kind of light industrial recycling use.
Zinn agrees.
Problem with mine is that my one trailer is with the truck, the one that drives up and down Main Street, is about 45 feet long. It's hard to find a place that can store that. So the problem is it's just extremely hard to find anywhere to park a couple of trailers.
The city purchased the property earlier this year to provide Main Street employees with shuttle parking. Planning Director Bruce Erickson says they're hoping to have it ready by the time the parking plan goes into place late this year.
That area is going to be dressed up a little bit with an entrance kiosk and better fencing and probably a little bit better paving. There'll be some lighting for employees to get to their cars late at night. It's a joint process between the Transportation Planning Department and Heinrich's Department and Sustainability. So Alfred Knotts is running that as well.
Meanwhile, Zinn says he's not upset with the city. He gets what they're doing. He's just hoping he can find someone to help him out.
And we're just, looking for some help. I mean, if somebody wanted to donate the space, that would be great. Or if somebody wanted to charge us a reasonable rent, that would be fine, too. We're just trying to, help the community. The business has been it's the longest going recycling company in Park City. Over 28 years.
You can email Zinn at zinnd3@gmail.com. I'm Melissa Allison, KPCW News.